excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best of
friends. Moron, your bus is leaving. Keep turning our way, and our way
is on the road again. Welcome to this UCLA edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford, reporting to you on the way home from my family room to the study. This is not a heartbreaking loss like last week. This is a infuriating loss. Bears lost 30-21, a ridiculously low point total for a very capable team with a very good offense against a really mediocre defense. The commentators on TV were jubilistically reporting how wonderful the UCLA defense was when they were nothing of the sort. They were horrible, and they dared Cal to actually play football and beat them, but Cal refused to. A quick recap. Bears started out fairly strong, took a 14-13 lead into halftime, but missed a field goal that would have put them up 17-13. They also gave up one long running play, a 60 or 70 yarder, that was the first time all season the Bears really broke for another 7 points for a 10-point missed opportunity in the first half. In the second half, just as last week, the defense came out of the tunnel very soft and immediately gave up a touchdown. Cal battled back, was up 21-20 midway through the fourth quarter, then gave up a field goal to UCLA on a reasonably strong drive on UCLA's behalf, but one where I would have expected the Cal defense to step up. Cal then got the ball back with about 3.5 minutes left, and off of a very good kickoff return down effectively into field goal territory, was sitting on the opportunity to take the lead back with less than 2 minutes left. Cal did what they had been doing all second half and insisted on running the ball on plays where passing and stretching the defense was necessary, and although in field goal range, threw a third down interception for a touchdown to give UCLA their final score on a 30-21 victory. Let's break down both sides of the ball. On offense, I thought the offense did reasonably well in the first half, but in the second half, they did horribly. The UCLA defense took a card right out of OSU's notebook and was pressing very hard, putting 7-9 men in the box and daring Cal to throw the ball behind them. And with Cal's receivers, there is no excuse not to, particularly with long short in the game. Last week, I gave Cal a little bit of slack, and Tedford's play calling particularly some slack, with Riley behind center, where it's understandable why you want to play things a little conservatively, run even when they're stuffing it, so that you can keep the pressure off of Riley. But this week with Longshore, there was no excuse to do that. He proved in the first half that he was fully capable of making those throws, and they needed to stretch the UCLA defense and keep them honest. Instead, it seemed in all of the last three possessions Cal had, it was a run until absolutely necessary, and then throw the ball offense, which leads to exactly what happened at the end. Longshore, I felt, played pretty darn well considering the plays that he was given until that last play. He's old enough and mature enough that he should have known not to throw that interception. You know, every quarterback is allowed a mistake, so I'm not going to overly harp on that. Yes, it was a bad mistake. Yes, he shouldn't have made it. But overall, he played a pretty good game, and we shouldn't overly look at the last mistake. Forsett, I thought, did mediocre. He was not slippery like he had been in the last couple games. The UCLA defenders were taking him down fairly easily. And he didn't seem to be running with that much speed either. I didn't feel like he was outrunning people like he usually does. So it was very disappointing. But in fairness to him, the defense stacked the box against him. And it was very hard to run in that environment. The tight ends did an okay job in their passing routes, but I felt their rush offense was lacking. They were not blocking well, were not sealing the corner, were letting UCLA guys shoot the gaps in between them, and it was very painful. The offensive line, I thought, did a mediocre job. Maybe mediocre to good, considering the fact that they were asked to do a nearly impossible task. UCLA put way too many people in there for Cal to just be blindly running the ball at them. They did pretty well at pass protection, particularly considering how many people were coming their way and considering how immobile long short was. So they'll get a mediocre to good rating from me. But the real culprit here on offense was the play calling. The play calling was horrible. They needed to stretch that field. UCLA was daring them to stretch the field, and they refused to. Moving over to the defensive side of the ball, I have a harder time judging this. This is a team that only gave up 23 points, and generally I'm happy with a 23-point performance. It is disappointing to me that they gave up that one long run. This is supposed to be a bend-but-don't-break defense, and you have to accept with that a few more yards than you'd like to give up. But it also means that you get to be very particular about the big plays like that. And that was one, probably the worst of the bunch, where the linebackers way over-pursued. And then you also have the trick play to the end zone, that the safety really should have kept his eye on that streaking receiver and not let him get so free. The receiver would probably not have thrown the ball if the safety had stayed on the receiver and had not left him open. Instead, he bit on the run, and that burned the Bears. Breaking down each unit, the defensive line did okay. I felt like they could have done more in the run game to slow down the runs, to shoot those gaps, but I really feel more like it was the linebackers who failed in those areas, that the defensive line did what they need to in plugging things up, and it's the linebacker's job to come into the one remaining hole and make the hit. And they weren't doing it that well. They seemed to be in the wrong holes at the wrong time and over-pursuing and under-pursuing, and they just were not on their game. And I feel like the injuries have finally really hurt that unit. I didn't spend much time paying attention to who was playing where, but it felt like there was a lot of time where we had our second and third string guys playing. Secondary, again, mediocre. They did keep most of everything in front of them, so you have to give them credit for that. That's the goal of the defense. The pass interference calls were a bit troubling. I think they could have done a better job of that. I think they're talented enough. They need to turn around, look for the ball, get their hand in the right place, and they weren't doing it that well. If they had done a good job, Cal would have fared a lot better. Again, that bend but don't break touchdown goes against the safety part of the secondary. Special teams, again, very weak. I don't know what's happened. They were so good early in the season, but they've really fallen off. Something about the Rose Bowl, apparently. The last time we were there was one of their worst performances of the Tedford era. This wasn't nearly that bad, but I feel like on kickoffs, they're not running that hard. On punt returns, Deshaun is not being as aggressive as he could be in getting to the ball. And Kay missed his field goal. Yeah, it was 44 yards, but the guy's missing a lot lately. And I don't know if it was the fact that Schneider was coming back that pushed him so hard or what, but today he did not perform on his one chance. Now, it's kind of hard to be harsh on the guy for one 44-yard field goal attempt, but when you start adding up the last 3 weeks, he hasn't been on his game. He's been missing a lot. And to be honest with you, even though we were in field goal range at the end of that game, I was very nervous that Kay was going to be kicking the ball instead of Schneider. So there were mistakes all around this game, and I felt like everybody didn't perform well, but most units played well enough to win, except for the play calling. That was the weak thing today. The referees, I think actually they did an excellent job. Almost every call I saw, yes, there was controversy surrounding it, but I looked at their call and I said, that's a pretty good call for the situation. The no calls were usually right as no calls. The calls were mostly good calls. I felt the TV crew didn't do me any favors by not showing me any of the holding penalties, which was the one area I thought perhaps they were calling the game very tight. But I don't know. I couldn't see it. The TV commentators weren't showing me. And by the way, it was Cal who was getting the majority of the holding penalties. But since I don't know, I cannot be critical. I think they did a great job. They made the right calls when I saw what the call was. And good job, referees. You know, we beat on them when they don't do a good job. I think it's important to sing their praises when they do a good job. I wasn't there. Kind of glad I wasn't there because I was livid here at home. A very frustrating game. A very frustrating couple of weeks. I'm much more disappointed in this game than I was the OSU game. I think OSU was actually a stronger team than UCLA, and Cal has no excuse for losing this, particularly with Longshore back there. Riley took a quarter to a half to get rolling, which is understandable. Longshore has no excuse for his, well, I don't know. Longshore was put in a very difficult situation. And, yeah, he didn't perform great, but he also was given the wrong play calls to succeed. So, I don't want to put it on his shoulders. But I can put it on the fact that the play callers, and Tedford in particular, knew they had Longshore in there, and they could have been more aggressive, but they weren't. That wraps up this edition of the On the Road Home podcast. We'll be talking to you yet again from the road from my family room to my study after the ASU game next week. It's a night game at ASU. It's important to remember that despite what the announcers were saying, Cal actually still has a pretty good shot at the Rose Bowl if they can start playing well. They need Oregon to lose one now, and then they need to go beat ASU and USC and pretty much win out. They can't afford a third loss somewhere else. But if they win those two games and they get a little bit of help from somebody beating both ASU and Oregon, things that I think are very reasonable, Cal could still go to the Rose Bowl. And I think it's important to note that, but it's not going to happen unless this team starts playing better. Similar to last year where Arizona gave the rest of the Pac-10, the blueprints for how to beat Cal, I think OSU did it last week. And Cal needs to adjust. Cal needs to make defenses pay for overly aggressively putting people in the box. That wraps up this edition of the podcast. We will see you next week.